From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Few issues have polarized New Jersey residents more than revised sex education standards in our schools. With a new school year underway, there remain deep concerns among many parents over what kids will be taught and when. Last week, the Phil Murphy administration issued a stern warning to schools and to parents about non-compliance with a new curriculum. For schools that do not adhere to the new standards, they face loss of local control, a possible state takeover, potentially a loss of state aid. For parents who choose to opt kids out of the lessons, they better not just keep them home. It would result in an unexcused absence, potentially impacting advancement or graduation. Instead, parents are being told they need to submit a formal letter to their school principal detailing their objections and why it goes against their personal or religious beliefs. That is not sitting well with a group of Republican lawmakers who called the threat intimidation and outrageous.
The updated sex ed standards are bizarre on their own, says Assemblyman Jerry Scharfenberger.
But then to threaten parents or school boards because they have the nerve to speak out against it is just outrageous.
The standards are a minimum that a district must achieve. They can individually choose how the lessons are taught. Assemblywoman Vicki Flynn says the education focus in the state right now should be rectifying learning loss caused by the pandemic.
It seems to me that the DOE and the state are really off the track here.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A Rutgers-Eagleton poll did find 71% of New Jersey residents support teaching sex ed in middle school. 88% believe it should be taught in high school. But pollster Ashley Koning says only 46% of New Jerseyans support teaching any sex ed classes in elementary school.
A majority of Democrats favor it. Independents, just over half of independents, do not, and especially Republicans oppose it. 83% of Republicans say they do not favor teaching it in elementary school.
The poll also finds 60% of state residents think parents should be able to opt their child out of a sex ed class, while 37% believe all students should have to take the class, that it should be mandatory. I hosted a spirited discussion last week about these new sex ed standards in schools, where we heard from educators, child behavioral experts, and community advocates about what some consider the need for the new standards, and others who believe lessons about sex and gender should be taught only in the home. We debunked many of the myths and the scare tactics being used in this debate, but also taught parents how to access exactly what's in their district lesson plan, so you can make an informed decision about whether you want your child exposed to those lessons or not. Give it a listen. The full replay, available at NJ1015.com, on our free mobile app, also on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. New Jersey's First News is on Facebook. Every morning I tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video. Just like our Facebook page, it'll be included in your news feed. The head of the Federal Reserve isn't even trying to downplay a recession anymore, now saying it may be necessary to curb inflation. For months, Jerome Powell had said their goal was a so-called soft landing, high enough interest rates to curb inflation, but not so high as to trigger recession. Now Powell says recession, slower growth, higher unemployment may not only be inevitable, but they may be the remedies that are needed to the higher costs for just about everything. With the Fed announcing another big interest rate hike last week, Rutgers economist Jim Hughes says the burden, as usual,
will fall on those that are heavily dependent on credit, because certainly interest rates on any debt are going to increase, and the most common form of debt is credit card debt.
He says in these uncertain economic times, people have to be very careful about what they're spending money on, which is painful. That is the way to avoid more pain in the future. Heading into Fright Fest season, there are still no answers on El Toro, as the popular ride remains grounded at Six Flags Great Adventure. And our Aaron Vogt gave us an update.
The 19-story tall wooden roller coaster has been closed for nearly a month since 14 people were hurt, five of them in need of medical attention during a scary, jarring incident. State inspectors say there's damage to multiple wooden track support columns, leaving the ride structurally compromised. It was the second notable incident in roughly a year, following a partial derailment in June 2021. The ride is under engineering review, which includes consulting with the manufacturer. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
COVID concerns continue to drop, but thousands of New Jersey residents are still testing positive every week, and some are still dying from it. The health department is now encouraging everybody who's eligible to get one of the new bivalent COVID booster shots.
Jersey Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says the new booster that's now available was designed
to effectively target highly transmissible Omicron variants and then the two sub-variants, BA4 and BA5.
She points out the new Moderna booster is for individuals 18 and older.
And Pfizer is 12 years of age and older. You can mix and match. We have more Pfizer.
We believe, says Persichilli, we will be able to get rid of this virus or bring it to the stage where we'll offer a new booster shot every year. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A moose mural in Burlington County has sparked a public struggle over local bylaws that a business owner calls head-scratching. It's back to our Aaron Vogt for more on that story.
The Maggie Moose Bakery first opened in May along Route 70 in Medford. In July, shop owner Candy Tebow hired a studio in Tabernacle to paint an outdoor mural on her permitted patio featuring a pink moose logo, which she has now been told is a violation of rules as it's a sign. Tebow is hoping for some kind of compromise that doesn't waste taxpayer money. One of the artists says no small business should be threatened or fined for wanting to look different. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Check out Aaron's story at NJ101.5.com. You can see pictures of that mural and judge for yourself whether it's an advertisement or art. An assembly committee has advanced a plan that would one day let you buy a digital license plate for your vehicle in New Jersey. The plates could be personalized with insignias and slogans purchased through the state, and they could be updated on demand by authorities to display an Amber Alert, emergency weather alerts, even a message saying the car had been stolen.
A user through the app would essentially upload the police report, and then it would read stolen across the plate on the top.
Esteban Nunez is with the company Reviver. They make those plates. They are doing so in California and Arizona. The word stolen would replace the name of the state on the license plate. The license plate number itself would remain intact. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices and all of our content available on demand anytime through the NJ101.5 smartphone app. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ101.5.com. Join me Monday morning. New Jersey's First News airs live at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.